What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, I'm hoping for some hot coffee this morning. These markets were ripping last night. I never went to bed. Between crude oil being up $2, the stock market opening higher, commodities, gold, silver, just the whole complex, all commodities up, bonds went down, big stimulus bill was passed, and that's good if you need it. If you don't need the money, America, every American just went $5,000 in debt to possibly get $1,400. Somehow the math's not working out. But nonetheless, for the economy and for America, the United States government's handing out big checks, and it is stimulating markets.
You talked about crude. Gasoline is on the way up as well.
RBOB gasoline traded at the NYMEX. That's a mix of unleaded fuel and 10% ethanol. Up 40-some percent on the year. Just filled up my car this morning. $3 gasoline in Indiana. They're saying there's no inflation, but boy, Don, is that a tax on the middle class. So that $1,400 is exactly the amount of money I'll spend extra on gas this year.
You say no inflation, but the bond market's looking like they're saying a different thing.
Don, when you look at the 30-year, the 10-year, the 5-year, the 2-year, the euro dollars at the CME Group, all the way out to 25, said higher interest rates are coming.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
One thing that's starting to bother me is as corn gets closer to trading $6, and we probably run a likely chance of trading that number, is that if you're in the cattle industry, the ethanol industry, if you're feeding corn for the last 5-6 years, you've been able to buy corn at a very low price anytime you needed it. We may get to a point, Don, where we actually start getting in very short supply of soybean meal, corn, and the byproducts that and all the people who need to use those products are going to be in a pinch. It's only March, and supplies are tight.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.